Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jennifer Ackland. She is the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And as usual, there's a lot going on, Jennifer. Let's talk about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. How are things going down there right now?
We are busy and we are loving it. We've got a lot of activities and events coming up and we're super excited about it.
Well, and that's the way it should be, right?
Right.
Should always be busy. Plus, you know, we don't want to jinx it. We don't want to talk ill about it, but the weather is starting to get better after our little snow flurry storm there, right? So right. Things are starting to look up a little bit. So first and foremost, we've got to talk about the Traveling Traeger because it's coming to an end and that went by quick.
It did go by very fast. It's crazy to think that tomorrow's our last day.
So let's talk about that. The Traveling Traeger has been going on the entire month of March, right?
Correct, yes.
And it's been going around. Why don't you tell people about the Traveling Traeger, how they can get entered, and really, this is an exciting prize, and all you got to do is shop local.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
So as of this week, the Traveling Traeger is at Cache Valley Bank. Still, tomorrow will be the last day to enter in for the drawing. All you have to do is go to our events page on our website, cccc@carboncountychamber.net. You take a picture of a receipt where you've spent $20 or more at a member business. There is a list of businesses that are part of the chamber. You take a picture of that receipt, you email it to me, and you get entered in for the Traeger drawing. It's kind of cool because you could essentially get this thing for free as well. Everybody is entitled to one free entry. So I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of it. I mean, get on our website, get entered in for it.
Right. And all you've got to do if you want that free entry is just send you an email, correct?
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. All you do is you just put it as a subject line, free entry, and put your, give me your number and your name and we'll get you entered.
See how simple they try and make it. Now, let's speak about the Traeger really quick. This thing has got, it's pretty impressive, these things are, and people are starting to lean more towards this. The value on this thing is over $900, I believe.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep, it is.
And this is a great prize. And once again, you know what? Somebody's going to win it, and somebody should have a big barbecue and invite everybody over.
Right. I will gladly accept that invitation.
See? Very simple. So remember, the deadline for that is Wednesday. And just by the end of day tomorrow or just before midnight?
Before midnight's fine. If you want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll get the email the next day and I'll get you entered in before we draw at our board meeting on April 1st.
All right. There you have it. That is going to be a great gift that's given away. And it's really quick. And once again, if you want to take a look at it, where's it hiding out at right now?
It's at Cache Valley Bank right now.
So head on down there. All right. Another thing that the chamber is always doing is ribbon cuttings. And you've got one coming up. Let's talk about this one.
So this one's going to be for PJ's Transportation. It's planned for April 14th. She is currently waiting on a second van, and it's going to be in front of Shepherd's Cafe over in East Carbon. We recently just did a ribbon cutting there as well. She overheard and wants to get involved, and we're really excited for her.
So that'll be going on once again. When was that?
April 14th at noon in front of Shepherd's Cafe.
And head on out there and have lunch too.
Yes.
Make it a big day. Take a day of it and go out to East Carbon and check out PJ's Transportation and head to Shepherd's and get you something to eat. Another thing that's coming up, you've got a board meeting on April 1st. Now, for people that may not know, let's talk about the board meeting. Like, can businesses and the public, can they go? And then what kinds of things are talked about in your guys' board meetings?
It varies month to month. It is the first Thursday of every month, and the public and our businesses are welcome to come. We usually discuss our events that are coming up. We like to plan and coordinate that beforehand, at least a month or two in advance. We would love everybody's input. We would love to know where we should allocate some of the funds that we've received over these grants that have happened over the past year with COVID and everything. We would love to hear everybody's input on that. We want to be better. So, you know, the more eyes, the more ears, the more opinions, the better we can become.
Okay. And so this is happening April 1st. What time and where at?
April 1st, it'll be in the lower conference room of the county building where we're located. And they're at 9:15.
Okay. And then are you going to do this one virtually as well? Or is this just going to be an in-person meeting? Or are we feeling good about things right now?
We are doing it via Zoom. We are trying to peter off of that, though, where, you know, our mandates are getting lifted. We would love to see you in person. We just feel like it's more personable, obviously. So If you can come in person, great. Wear a mask. We're just all going to social distance in that room. But yes, it will be available by Zoom. If you just want to shoot me an email and say that you would love to attend, you can do so, and I will send you the link.
Okay, so let's talk about your next luncheon that's coming up, and when is that coming up, and where's it going to be at?
Our next luncheon is April 15th, and that's going to be over at Price Chapel. We've got Juniper Catering, and we're very excited about this one.
And once again, that's one of those things, please RSVP.
Correct.
And just email or call, and what's the number down there?
My number is 435-637-2788.
Okay, give her a call and just tell them you're interested in going. Is there a fee to go to it?
It depends on your membership. If you're a non-member, it's $20. It's well worth it, though. Come on down. Get your RSVP in. We'll gladly accept you, and we would love for you to see what it's all about.
Okay, and we've got a couple of other things we really needed to touch quickly. You were adding a new board member, and you have a new board member, but it's a very familiar face, so let's talk about that for just a second.
So we have accepted Desiree Stevenson as one of our 13 board members. We're super excited to have her on board. She's very knowledgeable in my position because she used to be the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce. She now works as a paralegal over at Oliver and Citrid. Very familiar face. She knows her way around the chamber. We're very excited to have her on board. She's been a huge help.
And she will be. She'll be a huge help, and she's got all the knowledge too that you can kind of lean on. Desiree is great in that position. And then finally, let's talk about one thing that's very exciting. Kind of got pushed off last year because of I don't know why it didn't happen last year. There was, you know, it's just weird stuff went on.
Yeah.
But anyway, the exciting thing is Casino Night is coming back.
It is coming back.
So let's talk about Casino Night. When is it planned for? Where's it going to be at? And of course, Casino Night, you need sponsors for that. So let's talk all about Casino Night.
Casino Night is coming up fast. We have it scheduled for May 7th. It is going to be at the Carbon Event Center. It is planned for 7 p.m. We are going to have all sorts of games again. I don't know if anybody's attended before, but it was a huge success. We are so excited for it. I'm going to be working on those flyers and getting sponsorships out there real quick. And we can get the flyer out there as far as advertisement goes.
So if you're a business out there and are interested in being a sponsor of Casino Night, you can get a hold of Jennifer down at the chamber office. One time, Jen, let's give them your email and the phone number down there.
You can email me at cccc@carboncountychamber.net or call me at 435-637-2788.
All right. I think we got it all covered.
I think so.
Busy
far.
Lady.
Yeah. We're excited.
Well, hopefully we'll get you in here in another month and we'll talk about more exciting stuff.
Yep, we will.
All right. We've been talking with Jennifer Ackland. She is the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks for having me again.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.